This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm always looking for a great podcast to listen to, and my mother recently told me that the legendary BBC radio show Desert Island Discs was available as a podcast. What a treasure trove! There are more than 2,000 episodes. If you don't know the show, on the show, celebrated guests are interviewed and asked, if you were a castaway on a desert island, what 8 discs, or songs, one book and one luxury would you take with you? I'm a huge fan of children's literature, so of course I'm familiar with the work of Quentin Blake, whom I know best for his illustrations of Roald Dahl. I decided to listen to his interview, which originally aired in 2006, and I was very struck by a story he told. He was invited by the National Gallery in London to put together an exhibition called Tell Me a Picture. He decided to bring together the worlds of fine art and illustration to help children see in great artworks the kind of art that they're familiar with from picture books. What was interesting to me was that Quentin Blake was allowed to draw all over the walls. The pictures were hung, and he drew on the walls behind them. I looked up the photos online, and it looked wonderful. And this interested me tremendously because I've been thinking a lot lately about negative space. In art, negative space is the space around a subject. It's not the subject itself, but everything that's not the real subject. It's very easy to ignore negative space. Our attention is fixed on the positive space. Back when I was visiting the Metropolitan Museum every day, I kept thinking about the negative space of that space, like the stairwells, the restrooms, the odd little forgotten corners. I kept thinking, boy, they should do something interesting with this space. This is the Metropolitan Museum. For instance, I'm a huge fan of the masterpiece of children's literature by E.L. Konigsberg, the book From the Mixed Up Vials of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. In the book, two children run away from home to live in the Met. On their first day, when they arrive with the things that they should have been taking with them to school, they have to hide their belongings in the museum. Now, if I were head of the Met, I'd create a permanent acknowledgement of the book. I'd stash a violin case and a trumpet case in some hallway corner or under a stairwell. I can only imagine the great pleasure visitors would feel spotting them there. For instance, there's an odd, ugly little neglected corner in the Egyptian wing. That would be perfect. There's also negative space outside the Met. The front of the museum is grand and gorgeous with a beautiful set of stairs, carvings, fountains, rows of trees, banners, and lights. On the back of the building, the side that faces Central Park, there's an enormous wall that looks, well, like the forgotten back of a building. Why not do something with that? I'll post pictures of both places in the show notes if you want to see them yourself. These days, I'm trying to look beyond the obvious. I'm trying to see the negative space, as well as the negative time. As Quentin Blake found, it offers tremendous opportunities if we remember it's there. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.